music industry definitely was not a conservative business. "I think we should start with Army of the Night tomorrow," Tommy Dolan said between sips of beer. "It's what they want to hear." Jackie V polished his guitar. It was a 1956 Gibson Les Paul, worth thousands of dollars. It seldom left his side. "We can if you want," he shrugged. "Only don't we usually save it for a grand finale at the end of the night?" Dolan swigged his beer. "I just want to get it over with. Get all that blasted shouting over with up front so we can enjoy the rest of the gig." Mike knew that it was best for him to stay out of Dolan's way during such discussions, but he couldn't resist. "You don't want them to cheer?"
"Of course I want them to cheer," Dolan snapped. "I want them to pass out from screaming their heads off. But I don't want them calling out for Army of the Night all night long and not paying attention to our other songs, especially the new ones, the ones not on the CD.
Mike nodded. "But that new stuff, well, it hasn't been going over with the audience like some of our older—"
"That's because they don't listen," Dolan interrupted. There was no missing the edge in his voice. "We got to help them get into these new songs."
"Well, some say the new songs are way too dark," Mike said so softly he almost wasn't heard. But Dolan heard.
"They are too dark because the idiots don't understand what we're trying to say," he growled,
then paused as a smile crossed his face again.
"Like some of you," he went on, his mocking eyes riveted on Mike, "they just don't get it."
With that, he patted Mike on the head, then headed to his room. Mike watched him go, then turned to watch Grant Simone while he sanded the frets on his bass guitar with a worn piece of sandpaper.
"See what I mean?" Mike said. "That's how he is all the time now."
Grant shrugged.
"Whatever. Say, I'm thinking about redoing these frets again."
Mike shook his head. "If you'd stop sanding them all the time, they'd last longer.
Listen, you guys don't think Dolan is acting weird?"
"So what?" Jackie piped up. "So the pressure's getting to him a little. I didn't hear you asking to be left out of the limo, Mikey."
Grant nodded. "Or these fancy rooms, or the fame, or the chicks,
or all that beautiful, cold, hard cash," Jackie grinned.
Mike looked at them both, wanting to respond, to tell them they were wrong, but he couldn't. They were right. He looked away and let out a sad, lonely sigh. Becca still felt unsure about the trip, even on Sunday morning as she packed. The whole family had come to look forward to these little getaways. The time spent traveling reminded Becca of their missionary days in South America. But this time something bugged her about the trip. It was way down deep in her stomach. She couldn't seem to ignore it. Earlier they had all prayed and felt that the trip was something God wanted them to do. But still, as she tried to contact...